Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. As always, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. Hey, before we get into the text, which is going to be verse 17 of chapter 4, I just always want to remind us that there is written devotional content you can find in the app. Just select that Drivecast button, then click notes, and that written devotional content will be there for you. Our writing team from across campuses does such a good job with that content. With verse 17 in mind, let me go ahead and read it for us, and then we'll work through a couple of different thoughts. Verse 17, chapter 4 says, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." Here, James is confronting us with an entirely a second category of sin. Typically, when we think of sin, we think of sins of commission, the things that we do, we commit. Things that go against, say, for example, the Ten Commandments, that we covet our neighbor's possessions, or we dishonor our mother and father, or we murder, hopefully not, or we have other gods before the Lord, hopefully not, right? We do these things as active, we commit these sins. And James then now is drawing our attention toward things that we know we should do, but we fail to do so. Things that we ought to do, but we determine not to. And when you set this within the greater picture of the book of James, of course it makes sense that James would bring this into view. He says back in chapter 1 that we should be doers of the word, not just hearers only. He says then in chapter 2 that faith without works is dead. That is, we should be displaying the reality of our spiritual condition. That we should be responding to the salvation that we have received through the performing of good works. And so in this, we then come to this point of confrontation where we need to really ask ourselves, is there something God has called us to that's maybe unique to our situation that we are just blatantly ignoring or not doing? In the immediate context of James chapter 4, James is talking about not being people who concretely say, this is my plan, this is what I'm going to do, without any reference to God. And he's confronting us in that. And in this, we need to be careful to consider what lines up with God's word. God is not going to tell you to do something that doesn't align with the rest of his spoken word that is recorded in the scriptures. There have been a lot of terrible things that have happened in the world because somebody said, God told me to do it. And so if we are hearing God command us to do something, we got to make sure that aligns with the scriptures. So for example, James elsewhere says in this book that we need to care for the needy. We need to care for the orphaned and the widowed. And so maybe we feel this real conviction like, man, I need to be doing something about this. I need to be actively engaged in this. And then as you feel that conviction, and then you determine, that's too much time, it's too much effort, it's too messy, it makes me uncomfortable. That would be a sin of omission. Something where we're clearly convicted, we clearly know that this aligns with God's word, and then for whatever reason, we're determining, you know what, I'm just not going to do that thing. Maybe God has been leaning on in us to serve in a Sunday morning context, and we've just said, nope. Well, we know serving aligns with the rest of the Word of God, and so that would be within God's will. And yet, if we are then saying no, after we've been convicted, that would be a sin of omission. Maybe, and I've had this happen numerous times, where I'm walking just anywhere, and I walk past somebody and I just feel like the Lord says, you need to go speak to them. And these moments where sometimes I'm obedient in that and sometimes I'm not. And in the times where I'm not, I think that's a sin of omission where I haven't been obedient to what God is telling me to do. And so I guess I would just ask you to surrender yourself to the Lord in the sense to say, God, give me clarity on what it is you're calling me into. Again, maybe it's engaging with my neighbor from a gospel standpoint to see where it is they stand with you. And maybe I know that I'm supposed to do that. I feel this conviction about that, but I've just flat out refused because I'm fearful. So we need to confess that to the Lord, repent of it, which means to turn from it, which means we then need to go and actually engage with our neighbor. Maybe we've been convicted in generosity coming out of this past Sunday, and we feel like, yep, I know I need to do that, but I just don't want to. That would be a sin of omission, and we need to be obedient in what God has called us to do. Whatever it is for you, maybe you need to be obedient in the way in which you speak to others and the power of your tongue. Whatever it is for you, I want us to get humble before the Lord, ask Him to give us humility, and ask Him to give us clarity. And would we respond with doing that which He has called us to do for His glory, for our good? And so with that in mind, I want to pray for us. I want to say thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. And with that in mind, let's pray. I'm going to give you some space to pray toward the end. Father, as always, thank you for your word that you've given it to us, that in these last days you have spoken to us through your Son, according to the author of Hebrews. And so, Jesus, we want to listen to you. What is it that you tell us to do? How is it that you tell us to live? And when we find clarity in that through your word and through the counsel of those who are being directed by your word, would you help us do that which you tell us to do? Would you help us to not be guilty of the sin of omission in which we don't do the things we know we are to do? So Lord, we trust you to work in us. Give us the personal conviction and accountability that we need, the courage and the confidence in response to the work that you have done on our behalf. You were active in the saving of our souls. You didn't just sit up in heaven. You came down to earth to live like us, to die brutally on a cross so that we could receive forgiveness of our sins, life, and freedom from the enslavement of those sins. So Lord, we need you. Help us to be obedient. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.